You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We have talked many times on this program about affordable housing, and it is an issue on college campuses as well. In fact, at the College of Idaho, the availability of on-campus housing is at maximum capacity right now. However, students still need a place to live while going to school. This is where a partnership with the College of Idaho and IndyDwell comes into play. If you remember, Caldwell-based IndyDwell provides quality, affordable housing from a fairly unexpected source, decommissioned shipping containers. And by February, there is a plan to be housing students in these dwellings. Joining us live in studio to talk more about this unique approach to the housing crunch are Peter Gumber with IndyDwell and Jen Nelson, Director of Residence Life at the College of Idaho. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
So, Jen, I want to start with you. Tell us about the housing crunch that you're seeing on your campus right now.
Sure, yeah. Well, we have a record enrollment this fall. We have nearly 1,100 students on campus, and we really want our students to live on campus. They have the best experience. They're close to classes, close to support services, and we want to provide them with wonderful housing on campus and that chance to make connections with other members of the campus community. So when this huge class was coming in, we realized last spring, just looking ahead, not just to this last fall, but looking ahead to fall's upcoming, that that we needed to act quickly to get some more housing and more availability for students.
Because this is the largest incoming class you've ever seen in the history of this college.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And so currently, about how many students can you provide for living on campus?
We really are at capacity right now. So our we do have some residence halls that were constructed in the 40s and 50s, or the middle of the last century, where the standards for double and single rooms are a little different. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're really using every space we have available right now. We have about 700 students on campus. And we need a different solution by next fall at the latest.
So then where did this idea come about to approach IndyDwell, to look into using decommissioned shipping containers to build residences for students?
So Bart Cochran from LEAP, in the an affordable housing group in the area, is a friend of mine, and so he was talking about IndyDwell, and then I was in turn talking about it on campus with another staff member, a colleague, and a board of trustees member, and we thought, you know what, let's contact them. So I emailed Pete, actually, I think last April, last April, and scheduled a tour, and the rest is history, I guess. We fell in love with the product.
So then, Pete, talk to me about that phone call and going on campus and talking to the college officials about this vision.
Yeah. Well, it was great. They brought just about everybody from the university through for a tour. So that was great. But the idea was, you know, could we take what we are doing in the affordable housing space and make it very applicable to a dorm situation, and down to the level where, you know, the college was great. They said, use your standard floor plans and just we'll try to adapt our situation to make that work. In the end, we created something completely new and custom to be able to meet the needs of the students and the college. And it's a super exciting project for us. So
talk about that different footprint that you came up with, because we're talking about on-campus housing. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in college, I was not living in an apartment on campus. I mean, these were, you know, residence hall rooms, mm-hmm. and you know, the bathrooms and, you know, all of that.
Is this shared?
Lots of sharing going on. Is it similar to that? I mean, I know residence halls have evolved over the years, but is it still that idea of that residence hall feel?
I would say it's something in the middle. So there's still shared spaces, which is so important to us. And frankly, it's important to our students because they like being together, mm-hmm. right? They want to be able to share space. But it's single rooms, and they're what we call suite style. So each one has 5 single rooms with a community living space that's big enough for a couch and a TV, and then 2 restrooms and a little kitchenette space.
Well, that just sounds lovely. That was not my experience in college.
Mine either.
Yeah, right? So let's talk cost on this, because how do you pay for something like this?
How is the college paying?
Right.
So actually, I'm not the one that plans all those details. I'm sorry, Gemma. But I know that we have some people that are really excited about this project and who are definitely stepping in to help out and make this happen.
Well, and the one thing that we do know is that to build like a regular brick and mortar residence hall, there is a definite price differential.
Absolutely. It's a significant investment. And one of the challenges for a small college like us is if we want to build a new residence hall, it's 180, 200, 250 beds. So if you can imagine that building that scale for a small college, that's a huge investment, and that would be really difficult for us. Mm-hmm. So one of the attractive aspects of this project is it's somewhat scalable. You know, we can build 54 beds, mm-hmm. and that's very manageable for us, and we can fill them right away.
Well, and yeah, and let's talk about that, because your incoming class this year, I believe, if I have the numbers right, was what, 428 students?
Yeah, it was right around there.
Right around that.
Yeah.
So you're right. If you have to build a residence hall mm-hmm. that houses 180 students on, I mean, that's a smaller residence mm-hmm. hall, mm-hmm. you don't have the capacity
right.
to fill that.
Right, right. Exactly. So we'd have a lot of vacancies. Yeah. I mean, just the way that the numbers would work out.
Right.
But here, yeah, 54 beds, we can absolutely fill that.
So talk to me about what this will look like. I've seen a rendering of this, and I have to say, and we've had you on the program before, Pete, to talk about IndieDwell, and I can very much visualize what a shipping container house looks like.
Mm-hmm.
This is multi-level, mm-hmm. even.
Yep.
Was that part of what you wanted to do in the beginning?
Yeah, absolutely. So the plan all along was for us to work on large-scale projects, and that would take two forms. One would be large-scale residential developments, single-family homes, duplexes, up to fourplexes. But then the other part of our business, what we would call commercial multifamily, which is what this would fall into, where we're doing multiple stories, elevators, and, you know, a traditional apartment building in essence. And so not only with the College of Idaho, but on several other projects that we'll be announcing soon, we're doing large-scale commercial multifamily. And that's probably going to end up being the lion's share of our business. Mm-hmm.
And is this something from your end that, I mean, the cost of something like this to build is cheaper, but the cost for someone to live in this is cheaper?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you remember from the last time we talked, we tend to, especially in affordable housing, to really, really get hung up on the concept of the initial cost of the home. And we don't worry so much about the operating costs. And especially when you're talking about a college situation, you've got college kids, and not that college kids aren't responsible. I have one on my own, but they live
probably the most responsible college kid
right.
ever.
Yeah, absolutely. But they live pretty hard. You know, they live hard on a house. And so building things that are really, really durable, building things that are energy efficient, that are going to make sure that when they leave the lights on all the time, it's not an expensive endeavor there, that are sustainable. We use sustainable materials in everything that we build and that are very healthy, because we've got developing students and young people in these buildings. It's all really, really important stuff. So we worry about the initial price point for sure. But we also worry very much about the long-term operating costs and the impacts mm-hmm. on the residents.
And if if this will, you know, 20 years from now still be something that people can live in.
I'm sure it will be.
And it better be,
better
right?
be 100 years
be 100.
From now, or I'm in trouble.
Right. We're talking with Peter Gombert with IndieDwell and Jen Nelson, Director of Residence Life at the College of Idaho, about this unique approach to student housing. So, Jen, where on campus will this be? Do you have land available?
Absolutely. We're ready to go. We do have land to the south of our student union building, and it's kind of, I guess, to the east of where we currently have a couple of apartment buildings. So it basically fits right in. It'll be perfect. It's kind of our south entrance to campus, and that entrance needed a little dressing up, and so this will help a lot.
So let's go back to this idea of being able to scale it,
yeah,
right, for the number of students that you
right.
have. This is set to be ready to move into come February, yes?
We're hoping the first of the buildings is mm-hmm. ready for
at least the first
heads on
building.
Beds in
right.
February.
In February.
That's what we're shooting
yep.
for.
Do you see this being something in the future that you would potentially be able to go back to and say, you know what? Our student body has grown again.
Mm-hmm.
What could that look like in the future?
Yeah. I think we're all open to that possibility. And that's one of the exciting things about this is that I imagine these will open, students will move in, and it's going to be a great experience. And perhaps in a year's time, we look at it again and say, time for number two, you know, time to move this on to the next building. But I don't know for sure, but I'm imagining that's something that might happen.
So I'm sure students know are aware that there's a new, you know, residence hall coming to campus.
Yeah.
What's been their reaction to this?
They're really excited. They're excited to have more single rooms available. First of all, of course, and the suite style to have just five students in a communal space and the. They're very excited about that. They're very excited about what the exteriors look like. I met with our student senate last week, and we talked about picking exterior colors. And they saw what some of the inside finishes will look like, and they were just so excited and can't wait to move in. They're really embracing this.
And we know at this point, as we said, that this is a much cheaper alternative than building a traditional brick and mortar residence hall. Mm-hmm. Still working on if students will see a difference in their housing cost.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know that at this point.
No, we don't know. I mean, I think the price for students will be similar to that of other on-campus housing. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that the affordability for using this form of construction and partnering with IndieDwell has allowed the college to even do this. I mean, to have this project and be able to offer really beautiful new housing for our students.
Well, and not have to offset that cost to students where we see many times with tuition going up and things like that.
Right, exactly.
And Pete, is this something, I mean, now that you have this new footprint that you came up with, is this something that you could see happening at other, smaller colleges?
Really, anywhere. I mean, we've already talked to BSU. We've talked initially to the University of Idaho. We've talked to other colleges around the country. The demand for what we're doing across the board and across the country has been like nothing I've ever seen before. So we're talking about factories across the country and these types of solutions, whether they are student housing or whether they're permanent supportive housing for chronically homeless all the way up to workforce housing. There's so much demand right now for what we're doing. It's incredible. So, yeah, I can definitely see it being replicated elsewhere.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. We've been talking with Peter Gombert with IndieDwell and Jen Nelson, Director of Residence Life at the College of Idaho, about this unique approach to student housing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.